football is going to be starting things up coming up here this Friday night here as they take on the Ulysses Tigers here to open up the season at Darner Field, and it should be a good one out there, 7 o'clock for the kickoff, and of course you can hear it here on Mix 94.5. We're going to start things off here with head coach for the Beavers, and Coach Jim Turner entering his fifth season, and Coach, does it seem like it's already year number 5 as the head coach?
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of them after a while. You know, been here a while and a lot of different kids, so it, you know, I haven't thought about it too much, so if you make me think about it, it might seem weird.
Yeah, that's for sure here. But, no, you've got a good nucleus coming back from last year's squad here, and a team that's 8-3. You did lose some pretty good skill kids, but you have a lot of linemen returning. And but you have to be pretty excited about what you do have returning and having a few weeks here of preparation for Friday.
Yeah, and with the camp week, the week before we started, you know, get that additional week, it was really good for us, I think. Yeah, we lost some really good seniors last year, but we like you said, every year we lose seniors and got some good kids coming back, and our line is intact coming back, and you know, except for the tight end spot. But and we've got some really good skill kids too. They're not quite the same size as Cal Goodman and Brandon Winter last year, but you know, we've got a lot of potential back there, a lot of quickness, and they read the holes really well.
Well, I know it's been a little different for you this year, of course, with COVID and everything. And not, you were able to get the summer weights in, and it looked like it was a pretty good attendance for that. But also another change, you guys were able to have your fall camp or your camp a week before the regular first day of practices. How beneficial was that for you guys to have that a week before?
Well, I'd like to see it stay that way. Most coaches probably would. You know, it's beneficial for older kids, but especially for the young kids, you know, the freshmen coming in and just kind of – we kind of run the same stuff as middle school, maybe a little bit different terminology, but to get it on track with what we want and, you know, exactly how we're running or calling it might be. And then we also run a number of other plays. So, you know, really good for the young kids. But I think it benefited everybody, especially with the long spring break, you know, and everybody getting back in and give us that extra week to kind of get on track and, you know, go back through our plays and back through our defense and get everything on the same page.
And, of course, I know football is one of those that's being looked at with the course of COVID and all the precautions. What are some of the different things that you guys are having to do to kind of change things up or you would have been accustomed to on a normal year?
Oh, you know, we're disinfecting the locker room every night. We always sprayed it down with some deodorizer stuff because it's kind of smelly in there, but now we're spraying some stuff on there, you know, to kill the virus. You know, every night we spray it on. We don't share water bottles. They've got their own water bottle with their own number on it. You know, we try to kind of get them in and out of the locker room and keep them spread out a little bit at practice. But, you know, I'm not seeing much different than the summer when they're in the weight room and hanging out together all the time. You know, they're together. They're going to be together. I don't, you know, and some of these kids are probably going to get the virus, you know, and it's just the way it is. Hopefully it just doesn't affect them too much. It's not much different than other things they could get. In my mind, it's out there. You know, as we were talking earlier, I don't know if we want to run scared from it our whole lives or if we just, you know, this is now something else we need to worry about.
Yeah, it's been a big topic of debate here. But you guys have been able to get going here this first couple weeks here. And you guys are probably to the point here where you guys are ready to hit somebody else other than your own teammates.
Yeah, we're kind of tired of each other. You know, it does get kind of old after a while, and with the extra week of camp, no pads, but, you know, you're still going against each other. You know, and it's this way every year. You know, by the time you're about Wednesday, Thursday, on that week before a game, everybody's ready for a game. And, you know, sometimes tempers get a little short, they get a little frustrated with each other, and then we get to play a game, and it all kind of settles in. And then it's a week-to-week preparation after that.
Once again, it is Coach Jim Turner here joining us here. Scott City Football hosting Ulysses on Friday night. And of course, this is a longtime rival for you guys. And really, you got the kind of the rivalry games first 2 weeks of the year here with Ulysses and then Holcomb next week. But Ulysses is a team that went 5-4 a year ago, returned some of those players. They lost quite a bit in their backfield, but they're not maybe as big as they have been in years past. But you know, with Ulysses, you know, with Scott City, it's still a long rivalry, and, you know, that's going to be instilled in each team there.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. They always play tough, you know, and they're usually maybe undersized sometimes. You know, we usually are too, but they've got some good quick kids too. So You know, the Kenny kid at middle linebacker, he's started since he was a sophomore, I think, maybe a freshman. I can't remember back that far. And the Dawson Hudson kid, that's a big old kid. And then after that, you know, they're a little bit smaller, but they got good quickness. So I think we're going to have to play really well for a first game. I mean, nobody's going to play really well the first game out, but we're going to have to play a pretty good first game. And you know, we want to be able to come out and run the ball and kind of take it right at them.
And have you ever been with a group before where you have all five of your linemen returning, and especially as many starts as they've had together?
No, I don't think we have. You know, as we've talked earlier, the big concern is our two offensive tackles are now going to be playing defensive tackle, too, and they haven't done that. You know, and even when they're starting last year, they weren't playing JV playing defense because we were kind of worried about injuries and had quite a few last year. And, you know, so the last time they probably played both ways was, you know, for maybe their sophomore year, but freshman year, you know, because Colton started as a sophomore, so, you know, he wasn't playing both ways then. So it'll be an adjustment for him, and they'll have to, you know, really work themselves into better shape. And we do have some other options, you know, give them a break here and there, though, too.
It's going to be a little bit of adjustment as well for you guys because you're going to have your senior night ceremonies first game of the year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we'll do that before the game. So.
Yeah. Once again, it is Coach Jim Turner joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you coming up here later on.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And our next guest is going to be senior Gabe Bowers as well, one of the turning players off that squad that went 8-3 a year ago, a two-way player. And once again, Gabe, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, here you are, senior year. Can you believe you're at this moment of your career here?
It's been a blast. It came super fast recently.
You played DN last year and right guard, and looks like you're going to be playing those positions again this year, and maybe thought about maybe playing some D-tackle, but you're pretty comfortable at that defensive end position, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable wherever coach wants me on the line.
And guys have been, this is your fourth week together, of course, with the camp, middle August and then practice. How have things been progressively going along here as you get closer to game time?
Well, at first, you know, as you would think, we were kind of slow getting back into it. But this week, even today, it's been clicking really good and everything's been looking really good.
Well, and you being a senior here, what's probably some things that you've improved upon, even from last year to this year?
Being able to read my keys. Like last year, defensive end, it was all, I was looking in the backfield a couple times and I flew too far up the field. This year I'm staying on the line better and reading the tight end better.
How big is it for you guys? You guys have been together for a couple years together, and how big is that for just the communication and knowing the next guy next to you, what they're going to do here, and your communication?
It helps a lot because I know what Taylor's going to do beside me, and I know what Dutch is going to do beside me, and we all know how each other can play and what each other's tendencies are, and we know where to help each other.
Yeah, Friday night, it's Ulysses. Big game to start off the season. I know it's got to be pretty exciting to finally kind of play somebody that you haven't, or other than your teammates here for the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. Finally going to be able to hit somebody that's not in a blue or white jersey.
All right, senior Gabe Bowers joining us here. Thanks again as always here, and good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, senior Gabe Bowers, and we stay on the line here with senior center Dutch Turner. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, are you ready for your last first game of your senior year Friday?
Yes, we are.
It's hard to believe we've come to that time, but how have things been over the last few weeks here? Of course, camp and then practice and now getting ready for game time.
Well, we've had some rough spots, but we've gotten much better progressively, and we think we're ready, so it'll be a good game, we're hoping.
Second year in a row starting at center on the varsity there, and it's got to be pretty exciting because you and Harrison have been together for a long time, seventh grade, maybe earlier than that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty big, the senior, the center quarterback, you know, that relationship there, because that's where it all starts on a play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty good together, and along with the starting O-line, because we're all the same seniors.
Yeah.
We all started last year, so we have some pretty good cohesion this year.
Things kind of slow down for you, just remembering everything, and a lot simpler, I guess, this year?
Yeah, relatively.
And what are some things that you worked upon to improve upon from last year, like to take that next step this year?
Me personally or as a team?
Yeah, well, both.
Personally, need to stay on my blocks more. I'm a small guy. I have to cut mostly, so I need to stay off my knees cutting and keep driving into the other guy's knees.
And I have, and of course, as you get ready for Ulysses on Friday, and what's game one like? How do you anticipate that going, or what's from years past? What's game one of the season like for you?
Well, game one is usually very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's usually very exciting. It's hard to say. It's always hard to say because we'll realize if we've prepared enough or not.
Yeah, but it's finally time to hit somebody else other than your teammate.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
I understand that feeling here. Senior Dutch Turner joining us here, and thanks again as always here. And
thank you.
Good luck to you coming up this year.
Thanks.